I think it's a mix between everything, not just us as a unit, but, you know, the quarterback being in sync with the offensive line, wide receivers, timing and everything. And Aaron's become more comfortable with moving around, I think. And when we all are working together, all 11 on the field are working together, extremely high level, you know, we're able to produce such good points and or so many points and also keep Aaron clean.
The big key for us is the consistency and showing that we can go on the road and have the same success that we've had at home, because you can't win road games. You're probably not going to go very far into the playoffs. So
typically when we play division opponents, it's normally close games. You know, obviously it's been a little bit different this year.
It definitely feels like a division game. Just because, you know, AP's not there and some of the other guys, it doesn't mean anything.
This one you have to really go to your film study and really watch a lot of film and study a lot, because, like you said, it's a familiar team, but, you know, they have a new coaching staff, a new coordinator, so you have to watch a lot of film to get a feel for them.
I think they've always had a good-looking defense. They like to disguise and have an assortment of blitzes, so it's going to be a good test. They have a good front. They can get after the quarterback, as you know, statistically, but... You know, our challenge every week is to keep Aaron as clean as we can and score points.
I mean, he's still an NFL starting quarterback. I mean, he's there for a reason. I mean, he's capable of making the throws, very athletic guy.
We just have to go out there and play like he's a veteran quarterback. Obviously he's a rookie and he's made some mistakes, but he's learning well from him and we know what he's capable of doing.
Really, at the end of the day, it's about what we do as a defense. We have to still be on the same page, communicate, disguise, and as long as we're working on the same string, we can make things happen.
It's still the Green Bay Packers versus the Minnesota Vikings, and we got to go up there and to a different environment, not playing in the dome, but we go up there and got to compete.
You're going to miss the playing inside, so now you got to go back outside. But, I mean, in this division, everywhere you go is cold, so there's no way you can run from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I played there two times in college, and they were freezing games. So I missed the dome, yes. It'll be fun to get back up there and play on that field again.
But at the end of the day, I mean, it's Packers-Vikings, so it's going to be a lot of fun, big-time rivalry. You know, we're looking forward to it.